Okay.
כן או לא?
Is it okay or not?
אם כן,
if it is okay, we'll go back to some excerpt. So that will have some light for the day.
43.
So we're reading from the document of Working in Faith Above Reason, excerpt 43. This is from the Rav Ash article, A Land Where You Eat Bread Without Scarcity. One must engage in Torah day and night, that the night and the day should be equal for him. As written in the Zohar, in other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing, when the day and the night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with completeness.
We need to try. Shamir, are you hearing this? We should try to make sure that no state we're going through can change us. Just as if we don't feel it, as if we're made of steel. Day, night, good, bad, whatever we're going through, you are attached. Very simple. You are attached. It's certainly impossible, but every time this impossible should raise us to the next degree of adhesion, so that it is possible. It is possible. In the beginning, it's impossible. Later, it is possible. That's how we acquire an ongoing or growing adhesion. Okay? Now you understand. Good. No questions. Because it's the rule of our work. Nothing to do about it. How? By the group, by the Creator. Go right ahead. You'll get the force to become stronger and attached in the system in a way that neither day nor night nor rain, nothing will affect. That's the goal. But all the descents and ascents are in order to cancel them, meaning to be above them.
44. Item 44.
This is from Rabash. What is do not add and do not take away in the work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and that does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations, you have loved us and wanted us," since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations, you have loved us and wanted us," since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
What's wrong with you, Niv? Or if you could see the faces that you're making in this excerpt, I was really like a puppet theater.
What does it mean that he has to paint a picture in his organs that the Creator is good, that does good, even though within reason he sees the opposite?
Rise above your egoistic desire. Try to imagine that you're above your ego, and then you discover the way the Creator relates to you and to the entire reality. How much you're happy, glad, content.
How does this thing happen in our work? We say that the whole work above reason happens through the ten.
Yes.
So how through the ten?
You see how the Creator is clothed in every ten, how much everyone is connected, and the Creator fills them, and together there's a connection between the Creator and Shechinta, the divinity, this society that gives, makes a kli for the Creator.
And how to turn that into a more emotional...
Think about it all the time. You need nothing else. Just think about it all the time. Don't come out of it.
Think of what?
About what we just talked. Repeat it.
That the ten is whole and connected, and the Creator dwells in them and
fills them, and they fill him by that, for him to fill them. And what he's filled of is the place they give him to be revealed.
I think about it as a single essence.
Of course, Israel Oraita and Kudshu Brichu, Israel, the Creator and the Light are one. To such an extent that there is no difference. There cannot be a difference between them in any way. You can say, but this is the Kli, this is the Light. You can't distinguish. The darkness is like light. So you're going to think about this all day long. This evening you're going to tell us what's going on. Okay. Yes, Dudi.
How not to start the work when a person has already crashed and collapsed on his bed, but when you feel a little bit of down, you already start working.
Meaning, if he's out already, you have nothing to do with him.
Either there's nothing to do, or it's already...
No, it's actually, you call it, you hand out your soul. I have no strength, I cannot resist it anymore, I cannot change anything, I'm not in control. So what's going to happen? I'm in the best state. The Creator took all the strength out of me, all my mind, even all my emotion. I am dead. Completely. There's no lower point. In this place, I can really relate myself to Him. Describe myself to Him. That's it. As if I'm about to die, take me. Well,
okay, that's the good state.
That's from a state that you have no strength at all, but still you have some grip.
I'm asking, and in the previous states, when a person starts feeling that he's going down, should he resist it?
Yeah, of course you should resist it. Resist it, and then some. But to resist this falling down in what? What is the falling down?
The lack of importance of the goal. He starts losing touch with it.
So won't you resist it if you're losing the importance of the goal?
So I'm asking, the moment he starts feeling that touch, that it just begins to dissipate.
No, so what are you doing?
There's a 10, and I feel that I don't have the strength until I collapse, and then...
No, that's not good. Then you're agreeing to the fall. No, that's not good. I understand you. I went through it all. But it's not... You have to do some actions to avoid it. Did you perform actions as preparation?
I think so.
So what are you doing if this is so?
I put my hopes on in the 10.
Okay, but meaning the moment that I start falling, and I'm aware that I'm descending, it's not that I'm absent-minded about it, I'm aware of my fall, I'm still... I feel that I'm going down, but I have no chance, no way to stop myself by my own forces, by some trick, and not continue to fall. So why does the Creator give this to me? Everything comes from above, in all the different ways. I have prepared myself, or I haven't, doesn't matter. Why does He let me feel that?
Huh? To be more reliant on Him, to depend more on the 10.
Yeah, but let's say I have no choice. You're saying I have no choice. I'm falling, and I even see that I see that there is something to do here, but still I don't. That too happens. It happens, right? Yes, so we understand each other. Okay, so what do you do next, after it's over?
That's the question. Either I agree with the situation, or I resist it.
How do you agree? You can't agree to this descent. You can't do anything. There's potential and there's actual. In potential, I don't agree. Actually, I can't do anything about it, right?
Yes.
So the question is, what are we doing? After all that, I make this calculation, I make my decisions, I plan ahead to the next day. How should I build myself? Well,
I can say words, beautiful words of Arvut and all that, but preparation in the 10 and investment in the 10 and integration and all that to have the strength. But again, it's words, because you see that in each state it's a pattern that repeats itself.
It's a sign that we forgot what we learned today in the beginning of the lesson. Which, what excerpt was it? 39, right? All in all. Read it.
Item 39, this is from Rabash, the Creator is meticulous with the righteous. The blow that one receives from the Creator when he takes from him the flavor of the work. By this itself, he heals him, because then he has no other way to serve the Creator but with faith above reason. It follows that the blow that he received from the Creator, from this itself he can be healed, for otherwise he will remain in separation. By this we understand what our sages said, that by the blows of the Creator he heals. In other words, this is the healing, that he gives room to work with faith without any support. Also, we should understand what our sages said. The Creator makes a decree and a righteous revokes it. This means that the Creator makes a decree, taking from him the pleasure of the work, and there is no harsher decree than taking from someone the vitality in the work. But the righteous revokes it. That is, if a person says he wants to work without any reward of vitality and pleasure, then the decree is revoked in any case. Moreover, now he rises to a higher degree, for now he is in a state of pure faith and is regarded as having no self-interest.
This means that everything depends on the way you accept the fall, deterioration. One step after another, how you start seeing, instead of a fall, you see it's an ascent in the preparation of your vessels. Meaning you have to change your switch in your head. Yeah, the way you relate to the descent, then there's no descent. That's why I asked today, what's the difference between day and night? And there is no day and night. The way we relate to these things, that's what we generate. Is this okay? How do we end the lesson usually? With a song. Niv? Oh, there are announcements. Okay? Later announcements. First, let's sing a song. La 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 la.
And an announcement, the evening lesson, you're invited to watch live with Rav Lightman, 5:30 p.m. Israel time. And the campus, Kabbalah campus courses, you're invited to an introductory event that will take place throughout the month across Israel. Call 1-700-519-219 for details, or go to kab.co.il. And with this we conclude. Good day, great night.